Nice job.
The four-year-old is learning to walk on his own in physical therapy sessions at CP Rochester.
He's very close. He's starting to take some steps. He wears a brace on one of his legs.
Therapist Karen Terp and her student intern Sarah work with the boy on weekdays. To help with his cognitive challenges, the center provides him with special education and
because of the involvement that he has in his hands, an occupational therapist helps him learn how to do things more easily using his hands.
Naturally, instructors use play and lots of toys when training the preschool students.
We try to make everything fun for the kids because that's how children learn.
The goal at CP Rochester is for the students to eventually be able to attend regular classes and ultimately live independently when they become adults. And so the boy can live more comfortably at all times, Terp has made arrangements with his mother and modified his home. And additions like door alarms and locks, wheelchair ramps, and shower chairs can be all the change a caregiver needs to get a little relief.
Where are we going at 2 o'clock?
Scaffold.
Parents and support staff who care for 36-year-old Adam Jokiniak say the TouchStream Solutions tablet has been a game changer. For 2 years, the monitoring system has helped him organize his daily activities and manage his medications.
It helps him stay on track of where we go. And
just 24 hours after he was born, Jokiniak suffered a massive stroke and lost the functioning of about a third of his brain. At 13, his mother decided he'd need the extra support of a group home. But as Jokiniak grew older, he got tired of his living arrangement.
So what was it like living with a bunch of other people?
It was crazy.
Yeah, tell me why. Why was it crazy?
We had people going everywhere and
now it's been 5 years since Jokiniak began living the independent life he's longed for. He's got the keys to his own apartment.
I have a kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, living room.
My vision for him was that he would be a contributing member to his community, to this world.
That was his mother, Joyce Steele. The customized TouchStream tablet keeps the family connected in real time. Jokiniak and his caregiver, Jeff, can use a web portal to input important reminders and activities. The simple touch of a button and a text message lets everyone know that Jokiniak has completed the task. The tablet system, manufactured in Rochester, costs a one-time purchase fee of $250. And the monthly subscription, which includes a data plan, is priced at $60. TouchStream won't be covered by your health insurance, but through the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, there's a program called Self-Direction that can help you pay for it.
Self-Direction provides a budget to hire your staff and purchase other goods and services that help your child or whoever do what they need to do to live a life that works for them.
Appointment with doctor.
But systems like TouchStream won't solve everything. For one, Jokiniak's family wants to see medication dispensing get better in line with the tablet.
Adam still, even though he's prompted to take his medications, so he still has to go into his case, pour out his medications, and kind of do the weekly setup that you see like in the pill container boxes.
Fast.
Still, these types of modifications can mean a good night's sleep for caregivers who selflessly give their time and effort to ensure a quality life for a person living with a disability.
They have to give up control to this person, but they still want to know that things are being handled in a way that's going to keep this person safe.
Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.